Hi, Sam Okara. Unfortunate on the loss. Just want to understand, the things are not going well for Chris Morris, and he conceded 50 runs in 4 overs. And it's been a while that in phase 2 he hasn't been performing. Can we see somebody else coming in with only 3 games left?
Well, I think we're going to take it as a side that best matches up to the opposition, and that's how we play each game. Morris has done brilliantly for us in the first half, and he hasn't done as well as he would like to, or we would like to, in this half, and he knows it, and we know it. You know, the 50 runs off the four overs, the last over to me was a throw off the dice to try and get a wicket here or there. We were well out of the game at that point. But he's done well for us in certain parts, and whoever we think of picking next will be the best person to come into the side to play against the opposition that we'll face.
Hi, Kumar sir. Unfortunate loss tonight. I just wanted to ask that, do you sometimes have one-on-one conversations with your captain, Sanju Samson? I mean, you know, about your batting or maybe his India aspirations. How do those chats go like?
Yeah, we do. We do have one-on-one chats on a lot of things. And when we do talk cricket, I think India aspirations come at a time when the IPL is over. And our chats are very much IPL focused, not just his batting, about captaincy, about the team and how we're playing. He's a very, very good player, very special player. He's done exceptionally well for us this season. And I'm sure that he, of course, has aspirations to play for India, and at some point I think he will be selected for a longer run, and he's good and ready at any time that he's picked.
Hi, Kumar.
Hi.
Nice to talk to you again. Kumar, there's been a little bit of criticism about the fact that the way the pitches have been prepared, they haven't been very high scoring, but you know, in every particular team, we've seen one or two players who managed to refute this. You're very familiar with the pitches here. What advice have you been giving to those batsmen who've been struggling to score?
Well, I think the pitches have been very good. I think, you know, with, especially in the power plays, in the first half of the tournament in India, we were really struggling in the power plays, and our middle and late middle order were getting us back into games, except for the game against Sunrisers and KKR. In the second phase, we've gone the opposite way, where, you know, we're winning the power plays quite comfortably, in the sense, except for the Delhi game, in the sense that we have batters getting through, we have the runs that we need, and then we're not really understanding how to manage that middle and the death. I think that's been the case for a lot of the sides in this entire tournament, and we've got to figure out a way how, when we get the platform like we did today, 100 runs for one wicket after 11 overs, how to kick on from there and get to that 180, 185 mark. We saw against Kings 11, we should have got 205, 210. We fell short there, losing a lot of wickets at the back end. And then against Delhi, failing to chase 154. And again in the last two games, this one and against Sunrisers, the batting again from a good position, being unable to convert it. So we've got to find a way to do it. We're giving ourselves a good chance to get there, but unfortunately, not getting over that that mark where you're trying to put the opposition out of the game. The bowling, to be fair, have managed to, you know, keep us in the tournament at various times. Even today, I thought the attitude that they showed under tremendous pressure was very good. But we just need to find ways to improve the way we finish innings with our bat, and then how we manage our power play and our fielding.
Last question. Hi, Kumar. After 3 losses on the trot, you know, like now, and given that the rest of the games are must-win games, the run for us to qualify, what do you really say to the side to, you know, sort of get them back on track and keep them motivated?
Well, I think we always keep things simple. You know, there's a lot of pressure on players. They put on themselves in the game itself. There's a lot of pressure. So my job is not to add to the pressure, but teach them how to and guide them how to deal with it and to come up with their best performances. There are many ways that you manage the disappointments or even the highs of a win, the disappointments of a loss, and be able to keep yourself calm and really focus on what needs to be done. At times like this, it's very easy to be very dejected and you know, kind of break up into little groups that, you know, kind of murmurings can start. But I think our group has held together really, really well. We have a great culture in the side. and we don't play the blame game in our franchise. We win together, we lose together, and that's exactly the attitude that we take into training and into games. We haven't done well enough, we haven't been smart enough with our batting, and we all know that the players themselves know it. So we will try to keep things simple, keep focusing on our training properly, and keep focusing on how we plan to execute, you know, all the things that we've spoken about out in a game. We haven't been able to tie a full game together yet. We've been good in batting at times, good with our bowling at times, but we really need to tie together a very cohesive performance in every department, and that's what we're searching for.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.